Okay, so to wrap up this idea, I know that we're in, some of this is a little bit dense reading, but on it, we'll go through it, I think, not so, it won't take us so long. Basically, so as we remember, we've done this Gemara now many times, but the Gemara says, why do you do B'dikah Chametz at night? Because people are home, and because of candles, and then the Gemara says the magic word, Hilkach, therefore. And then you got to figure out what the therefore is. Therefore, you don't. Moshe. He could come in through here. What are you tormenting the guys with the end next tomorrow? Ruchanin's gonna go on him. Okay. Okay, good. You're all gonna be begging for the sugya that I gave you after he introduced you to Ruchanin's gonna go on him.
Are you doing this to
Barbara? Yes. What? Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, so the Gemara says Hilkach. Because of these reasons, that is why you can't Talmud Chacham shouldn't start learning on the 13th, going into the 14th. And we spend a lot of time in figuring out what is the Hilkach doing, right? What is the therefore doing? But to finish, right? Is it that practically, right? You need to be at night, and therefore you can't be doing something else, or you have to do it at the beginning of the night, like the Ravid, and therefore you don't want to miss the beginning of the night. Or is it that no, it's a formal gzeira, and since it's a formal gzeira that you must do b'dika at night, and that's why you Talmud Chacham can't be doing something else. All those reasons, but in order to sort of flesh it out and really sharpen what it is, we need to figure out okay, what exactly is the nature of this issur to learn, and specifically, more specifically, not just what is the nature of this issur to learn, but we have other times where you're supposed to do things immediately at the beginning of the night, like Daven, right? Say Kriyat Shema and Maariv. And there we don't necessarily find parallel statements like, because you have to Daven at the beginning of the night, you can't learn. So is there something unique about this Gzeira? And those questions will be clarified by seeing what exactly the nature is of this prohibition to learn, to begin learning, etc. And so, by the Kriyat Shema example, we say that you're allowed to, if you start behet there, so you're allowed to continue. We're here specifically, you can't, right? You're not allowed to start early, which would be behet there, right? It's before the time to do bedika, right? So there seems to be a stringency about bedika chametz, and that's what we need to figure out. So if I asked you just conceptually, what is unique here? Yeah.
Does the box seem to describe anyone?
Before you give any makara, tell me. Bistvara, what would you say, right? What would you guess? What is the nature of the Isser of learning? Why does it exist? Is it unique to B'dika Chametz? Is it not unique to B'dika Chametz? What would you say?
Well, there's some reasons to be B'dika
Chametz. Good, right? So you could say that, listen, there are other mitzvot at night, but if the Ravid is right, that the mitzvah isn't just at night, but it's the beginning of the night, so then you would expect certain stringencies. Because Kriyat Shema, you might want to say, listen, you can learn during the day. You can learn an afternoon Seder. And if it happens to be that Shkia is, what is it now, 4:45? Something like that. So you can continue afternoon Seder because, sure, there's a mitzvah to say Kriyat Shema. And usually, all things being equal, you should daven right away. But all things not being equal, so just do it later in the night. Because it's not really a mitzvah at the beginning of the night, it's a mitzvah at night. Doing it at the beginning of the night is a function of Zerizin Makdim and LeMitzvah, or something like that. But as we've already established, the reason that you do B'dika at the beginning of the night, according to the Ravid, is not that. It's because you have to do it at the beginning of the night. If you say something like that, we totally understand why this would be a different prohibition, right? Where we would be more machmir by B'dika at Chametz, and that would be a function of this early thing, right? That it's the beginning of the night. Good. What else might you say? So you could say it's not unique, right, at all, right? And then what would you do with the fact that there are certain differences, practical differences between B'dika Chametz and Shema, which we know exist? What would you do with something like that? Different how? Again, if you want to say there's not a fundamental difference, then what type of difference are you going to look for? A non-fundamental difference, a practical difference. You'll say, listen, they're the same, but there's certain technicalities that make it look a little bit different, right? whatever, right? They're more or less the same, right? They're more or less the same, but okay, sometimes, you know, things that are the same, there are practical reasons why they're different, right? So you might think that, yeah, the principles are the same. Okay, so let's see what we get here, okay? So if you look at Meiri number one, Meiri says, Me'ata, Talmid HaKoveh Itim L'Tarato V'Yazman K'viyato B'chol Laila B'tchilat HaLaila. So if you have a student who always learns at the beginning of the night, V'akaroi Kan Idnei, that's called Idnei, his time. Al derech sha'amru makom acher v'hani mili d'lo k'viyah le'idnei. As we say elsewhere in Gemara, it was his, wasn't a set time, end of quote. B'laila zu, on this night, mi ha'ra'i lo l'tchot k'viyato. He should push it off, right? So if you always have a seder at the beginning of the night, and every night, beginning of the night, Mordechai learns, what did you start post-Nazir? Started Horeot. So he starts Horeot every night. I know it's not night, whatever, but beginning of the night. So normally, that's great, but specifically here, don't. Because before I read the Miri, one more thing, which is, if you had to guess whether the prohibition in question is only about learning or is about doing anything, what would you say? Well, let's see, Eitan, what would you say, based on what you said before? Correct, right? If you think that it's the beginning of the night, right, that the reason is the beginning of the night, and that's why you can't be doing anything, then that's true of anything you're doing. But why might you say that it's only learning, which would be weird, but why would you say that? But why? Yeah, meaning, no, realistically, it could be very practical. Not like Torah is the worst thing to be doing then. It's that Torah is the thing that's most likely to get you engrossed. Yeah. Obviously, like, really? You should make a gzera that you can't use your phone. I agree. We should have a gzera you can't use your phone, right? Gzera Shema Moshefta. But if you think it's, right, this is not that it's the beginning of the night. It's that maybe you don't believe that it's the beginning of the night, right? Maybe you don't believe like the Raifid. And you could do it all night. So then you'd have to say, well, then why can't I just do B'dika later? The answer is maybe you can do B'dika later, but I can't learn because learning, well, you'll be caught up in a sukkah for hours and hours and hours and hours. There's nothing that does that. In reality, what, your phone is more Moshech? Yeah, okay.
Not even just my phone. Like, if I'm programming today, I will easily lose track of time and just not be able.
Good, so you might wonder that maybe it's not just, it's not everything and it's not only Torah. Maybe it's anything that has that quality of being addictive.
I think the way you said it was especially the
problem with excess passion. Yeah, okay, good. So let's...
The fact that it says, like, it doesn't... I feel like that phrasing wouldn't make me think that therefore is something specific afterwards.
Right, meaning it could just be even Talmud Torah that you would thought is mutter. The point is, don't do anything that's going to get you caught up, and for sure, something that gets you addicted and isn't a mitzvah. Yeah, you could have done that also. So, correct, and it could. And if you wanted to be with that, you would say maybe it's only Talmud Chacham. He's the type of person who gets addicted to a sugya. Yeah. So he can learn, but if you're addicted to programming, you don't start programming. And if you're, you're addicted to philosophical pontifications, like some people in this yeshiva, then don't pontificate. And, Okay, so he says, Shemeshmo Mashach, the Yavali do bitum and tozeve. Ein zarech lomar shekein b'shar melachot. So he says, first of all, what does the Miri say? Miri says, don't do anything that's going to get you hooked. Even Talmud Torah and Kal Vachomer, anything else. So right off the bat, Miri says, the main problem here, it's not Torah, the point is, anything. It's the Chiddush is that Torah, you would think, is a mitzvah. And it's a great thing. If it's 10 o'clock at night, and, Mordechai forgot to eat lunch and dinner, and I say, Mordechai, what's going on? You haven't eaten anything all day. And he says, what? It's 10 o'clock at night. I didn't notice. I was just caught up in this Rajba. It's just like, it's such an amazing Rajba. What? You don't judge him favorably. I would have said, no.
Which Rajba?
Okay, another 10 hours of pass. Yeah. So, So for you might have thought that in that case, I was like, oh, so you didn't do bidikas chametz because you were in a rajba. That's great. We say, listen, if you miss meals because of the rajba, I mean, okay. But if you miss bidika because of the rajba, that's a problem. Not a rasha, but just don't start learning because you're going to get caught up because we know how much you love the rajba. So just don't start learning rajbas before bidika. Now, he says some people, now according to the... But then Miri suggests something that's even more, I don't know, technical. The Yeshma version beferush lo liftach davko betchilat masechta. He said some people limit this even more. They said, listen, learning, you really can learn, just like Kriya Shema. You want to learn? It's fine. It's fine. What can't you do? You can't start a new masechta. Why? Mishum to call us chalas gasha. Starting is hard. Right? That initial is just hard. You get caught up. Shami yimasha chacharev in ze klum. He says, and the Miri says, nah. Shekal shmu shmu adam nimshach chacharev. He says, Torah is always addictive. What are you talking about? It's always addictive, right?
Of course.
See, v'kol shegein a talmid for sure for a student for talmid yeshiva guys, right? Or heilaga yeshiva guys who just v'chein perish beidnei b'dvarim zarim al tachos l'divrei. Okay. Now, in the Torah and the Bach, what I want you to see specifically is they're going to raise this question of how is this different from Kriyat Shema? Is it different from Kriyat Shema? Which is going to help us sharpen the question, how different is the Gzerah, is the Takana of Bidika Chametz and therefore the prohibition to learn going into the time frame, okay? So first look at the following two positions in the Torah. We know that already. Right? 14th at night, you have to search because people are home and there's candles and great. And therefore, you shouldn't do any work or eat until you do bidika, va'afilu im yesh lo eit kavua lilmod, and even if you have a time to learn Torah, lo yomor ad shiivdo. V'katav ha-rebin yona, shemitchil lomod b'yod yom she'ein sarach la'afsik. The Torah that Rebin Yona says against the pshat in the Gemara is that even if you start during the day, which the Gemara says specifically if you start during the day, but Rebin Yona presumably means that means like right before the day ends, that's usur. But if you start earlier, right, Mordechai starts the Rajba at 11 o'clock in the morning, right, and he just keeps learning that Rajba. And 7 hours later, it's Shkia, and he's still learning the Rajba. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, finish the Rajba. And then, do B'dikas Chametz, that's fine. V'nira li, the Torah himself says, V'chem datam yishom shelo yachrit b'limud of yishkach milivdok in chiluk. And the Torah says, no. The reason that you can't learn is because you might get caught up and forget to do bidika. Who cares when you started? And who cares when you started? So what's the difference between the two shita? Right, what's the svara? Tell me the svara of the Torah. What's the Torah's logic? Yeah. The Torah says, listen, this is a practical halacha. We don't want you to forget to do bidika. And learning is the type of thing that might make you forget to do other things. What's Rabbeinu Yonah's svara? Rabbeinu Yonah's svara is that by other mitzvot, like Kriyat Shema, we find this heter, that if you started doing something when you were allowed to, you're allowed to continue. But what does that already show you? So in other words, what for the purpose of bidika, what's the machloka, the Torah, and Rabbeinu Yonah? Is bidika chametz unique? Right? Is the isser to start doing other things before bidika chametz unique or not? Now that is a particularly important question when you ask the what does the word hilkach mean here? Right? Meaning, what is the hilkach? Is it it's a mitzvah, and just like any mitzvah, you can't do things before. So you can't do things before by bidika chametz, but the standards are the same for bidika chametz as they are everywhere else? Or is the hilkach telling you that the reason you do bidika when you do is unique, makes bidika chametz unique, and therefore the standards of what you have to avoid to make sure you don't get caught up and forget to do the mitzvah are different, right? That's really the machloket, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Torah is bidika chametz unique, and therefore the prohibitions of what you can't do because they might distract you, are they unique? And if they are unique, then what do you need to explain? Why? Right? In what way and why? Right? Meaning that's really the question of this. And that's what the Bach brings up. Okay? So the Bach says explicitly, why is learning asur? How is this different from Shema? Because by Shema, we say, right, we set up a siyag. You're not allowed to do other things before Shema. You're not allowed to have a dinner before Shema, normally, unless you have a specific time. You daven, but under normal circumstances, you can't start dinner before you have Shema and Ma'ariv. You can't do that. And yet, we let you learn. And if you have a set shir, we let you do that. So what's the difference? The Alma, even though we forbid eating, mutar lishanot. We're not worried that learning is going to lead you to forget Shema in the way we are, that eating is going to lead you, or Shara Skim, or anything else. Etc. So what's the difference? So he answers, So Bach says, Shema and Bidika are not fundamentally different. What's the difference? Not touches. That's what he says. He says learning is the type of thing that can make you forget. But Shema you say every night. Yes, but this is not Tadir Vashino, Tadir, Tadir, Kodah.
No, it's Tadir.
He's saying Shema, you do all the time, so you're used to it. Right? You're used to having a schedule where, think about what we do here. Right? The halacha by Shema is you can't eat, you can't do other things before Shema. Unless what? You have a set schedule where you always daven Ma'ariv and say Shema at the beginning of the night, because not worried that you're going to forget. So think about what you do here. Do you say Shema at the beginning of the night? No, these days, Seira Kochavim is a little after 5, or it's 5:30, 5:20, 5, something like that, right? And between that and when you say Shema, you have another hour of Seder, you have dinner, right? And then another 2.5 hours of Seder, and then you get to Ma'ariv. But the point is that you're used to it, you have a schedule, I learn, I eat, and then I say Shema. The problem is Bidika is not part of your normal schedule. And therefore, if you get caught up in your normal schedule, you might forget to put in the once a year mitzvah. So according to the Bach, this answer, is there a fundamental difference between Shema and Bidikat Chametz? No. What's the general rule? The rule is, don't do things at the beginning of a time in which you're supposed to do a mitzvah that are going to make you forget the mitzvah. And it happens to be that things that you do regularly, you're better at integrating into a schedule. And things that are not part of your normal schedule, if you don't make a point of just doing it, you're going to forget.
Right?
But according to him, is there a fundamental difference between Shema and Bidika? No. I'll forgive Steiner. I don't like when the other guys come and make tea, whatever, during my shiur. But for you, you're visiting. You get a pass. But therefore, if he says, if it's just practical, then, and it's just that practically, you're going to get caught up in a way for Bidika that you wouldn't for Shema, then what qualifications do you expect him to put on it? Practical one. So he says, learning, right? If you have Seder, and you always daven Ma'ariv at the end of night Seder, so we're not worried that learning is going to make you forget Shema. But Bidika is not part of your normal schedule, so we are afraid that if you have night Seder, you'll forget Bidika. But he says, okay, but what if there's something that would make you forget Shema? Would you be allowed to do that before Shema? No. So he says, but if you're going to have a meal and then go to sleep, right? You say, I'm going to take a nap. I'll wake up later from Arif. He's like, no, don't do that. I know you like naps. Too bad. That's the problem, Avi. Because you like naps. If you didn't like naps, I wouldn't be as worried. But if you like naps, I'm worried. Yes. Right? Vayikar nearly. Next paragraph. Nearly daharav mifareish didavka sholich levid haKnesset. Now he gives a second practical difference, okay? But it's a little bit more fundamental. He says, no, another svara that says that they're the same. He says, both of them are actually the same halacha. The difference is, are you learning at home or are you learning at shul? Is it if you go to shul or the Beit Midrash to learn, there's a set time. Eventually you're going to come home, right? And that's a good cutoff point. At that point, you'll remember to do the mitzvah, whether it's Shema, whether it's Bedika. But if you're doing it at home, you're in your comfy chair, you know, you have a nice reclining chair, and you sit down, learn a sugya. So then that's a problem for Kriyat Shema and for Bedika. Now, according to both answers in the Bach, is there a fundamental difference between the nature of when the mitzvah of Shema is and the mitzvah of Bedika is?
No.
No. According to the first answer, it's just a question of how likely you to remember, depending on whether something is a yearly mitzvah or a daily mitzvah. And the second one is no. It just depends where you're learning. And according to the second one, it's usher to learn in your house, both for Shema and for Bedika, because both of them you'll end up forgetting. But what you see according to the Bach is that, right, according to both answers, that fundamentally, conceptually, he doesn't think that the isser to learn before Bedika is different at a fundamental level by Kriyat Shema. According to his second answer, it's not even practically different. In both cases, you can learn in the Beit Midrash where there's a set end to what you're doing, but you can't at home. And according to the first answer, really, they should be the same. It's just that things that only happen once a year, you're more likely to forget. But according to both, what is the hilkach? The hilkach is very weak. There's a mitzvah to do it at night, and therefore don't do things that'll make you forget. Zeh, like any other mitzvah.
Do they have any concept of time respect then?
Not really. I mean, okay. So if you look at 4, Shulchan Aruch just says, if you sit bet, Yizar call them Shul Yachlum Shul Malacha V'lo Yochal Et Shivdo, great, make sure don't get, start a job, don't eat until you search, V'afilim Yeshu Eit Kabel Lumad, even if you have a normal shear time, Lo Yom Anay Shivdo, V'im Hitzka Lumad Yom Ein Tzarech La'afsik, V'yesh Yom Tzarech La'afsik, V'chein Nirali Ikar. Then he quotes the Machloket, the Torah Men Ayona. If you already started learning Beheter, you started learning at 12, started learning the Rashba in the morning, and you just got so in the Rashba, we'll have to figure out what Rashba is that's animating Mordechai so much. But whatever Rashba is, so some people say you have to stop and some people say you don't. Okay? So the Taz now comes in. He says, V'imitchil, Zedar Rabbein Yod, V'tor, Yolaf Loshon Abaye, D'gamar Livdach, Inesh Yishmaita B'tladavka, Kapi. So he says, first of all, on a conceptual level, forget, right, the difference seems to be whether it's different from the mitzvah. On a linguistic level, how does Rabbeinu Yonah know that you're only allowed, that it's only usher to learn if you didn't start Beheter? The word liftach. You can't open, you can't start learning. Venerally, and now he adds, Degam Rabbeinu Yonah lo hitter bezeh lebejesh lo shir kavua. I think even Rabbeinu Yonah only allows this if you have a set time for your shir. Kaven sheyesh kitzvah, al kol panim, because then you at least have a set time. He said, listen, Rabbeinu Yonah is going to agree that if there is if there's two questions. One is the formal isser to do something at the time of Bedika, and the second is the practical concern that you might get caught up. He says, Rabbeinu Yonah thinks that formally, if I started learning before the Zman Isser, I'm allowed to continue. But the Taz says, does that mean, just because you think it's a formal Isser, does that mean you think that the practical Isser is not a concern? The practical problem is not a concern? No, it is. And therefore, he says, Rabbeinu Yonah is going to say you can't start learning before formally. But if you don't have a set shear time, and therefore there's no end in sight to when you stop learning, then even Rabbeinu Yonah will agree that what? That you shouldn't do it. Yes, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, right? If both factors are solved, meaning you solve the formal problem by starting learning Beheter, right, at noon, and you solve the practical problem by having a set shear. Mordechai always has a 7-hour Seder in Rajba from 12 to 7, but he finishes at 7, right? So that would be a problem.
but there was a set time. That's purely a formal problem.
That's a formal problem, right? Correct. Right, because if I know I only have a 20-minute shear at that time, so according to Rabbi Yonah, right? So according to Taz, he thinks that according to Rabbi Yonah, that's fine. Right? Because it's not fine. Meaning, starting at the time is usher formally. Starting before is mutter formally, because the formal rules don't start learning when you have another mitzvah. But if you can't solve the practical problem, you still have the practical problem to contend with.
What's the practical difference between formal and practical?
Meaning, according to him, even if I have a 5-minute Seder at Zman Bedikat Chametz. So is that going to make me forget to do Bedika? No. But starting to learn at Zman Bedika is usher, formally. But if I start at noon, is it a formal problem? No. But if I have no natural way of stopping, then there's a practical problem, which I might forget to do Bedika.
I guess I'm asking, what is this? Like a derabanan that as part of the mitzvah you can't learn.
Presumably.
And but the practical would be also a derabanan or not even.
Yeah, or just, I don't even call it a derabanan gzera, or just like you don't do things that are make you forget to do a mitzvah. I don't know. You know, you want to formalize it if you want. That's how he understands rabbanan. How does he understand the tour? The yeshomer sitzara chlapsik, that you do have to stop. So who at Torah? Venerely lashon lo liftach aliba dira vatsa kamashavon lo mi ba'im yashav lo mot kolim azman daaz elav shash betol mitzvah pshita shasur shem lo yavo believe okim a mitzvah ba'oda osik betor afilum far nikba believe ochiyav avedika boteach lo mod al menat kin shir kavua. He's saying, look, you might have thought the opposite—that it's only a problem if you start earlier. But if I start a shir and I say I'm doing a 10-minute seder right now, so you might have thought that's mutter, because I'm not going to forget till it's a set thing. But he says the fact that you can't do that, what does it show? That it's not a practical issue. This is
a formal
issue. And when it's a formal issue, that's why he thinks, right, you have to start. Guys, no. No sandwiches, no. Bye-bye. No, nothing. Out. Out. I can't have everyone's having meals in shir. This is not... Lunch is in an hour. I feel like it's shema yirchak harbe min ha-vielevei so shu ikar hazman shi shem shinev hergesh lo yavar al mitzvah chanal nachon mezal atar shnei adeot. But then he says, maybe it's just that you're going to forget. Okay, but look at number 6. Rabbi Yashiv tries to, right, push a little bit conceptually what's going on. And he says, he said, if you think you have to stop, like the tour, then why does it, the Gemara say, don't start? So the next line, he says, the Taz is too technical. He said, the simple svara is, why would you say that this mitzvah is different from any other mitzvah and that you have to stop learning even if you started beheter? What's the logic? If you paskin like the Ravid. Right? He's saying what's clear from the earlier sources is if you think that, like the Bach, either Kriyat Shema is equivalent to Bedika or they're different only for practical reasons. Right, namely that one is a yearly mitzvah and one is a daily mitzvah. According to them, do either of them seem to believe like Eitan, like the Rive, that the mitzvah is the beginning of the night? No. He said the simplest reason to explain the Torah is not some technicality. Right, it's not a technicality on exactly what time is Shema. Right, that's not what it is. Right? The simplest understanding, according to the Torah, the reason you have to stop, the reason there's a special issue to learn now is because if you paskin like the Ravid, it's not just a mitzvah at night. It's a mitzvah at the beginning of the night. Right? And once you say that, right, and then he goes on to explain that, right, that's the Hilkach. Right, that's the Hilkach. Exactly. He says that's the Hilkach. The Hilkach isn't, it's a mitzvah, so don't learn. It's a mitzvah when people are home and candles work, which, as we saw in the Mefarshim, could mean
a small window of time.
It's a very small window of time when people first come home, right? Like we saw in some of the Mepharshim, when they first come home and they have already allocated enough candles into their budget only for the beginnings of the night or whatever you want to say. If you say that the mitzvah is either formally or practically the beginning of the night, that's why this is different. That's why you would paskin, like the Torah, that uniquely here and not by Kriyat Shema, you have to stop learning, even if you started b'heter. Okay. Now, if that's the case, so let's test this. What nafka minas would you expect to see? If you think that, listen, Bedika is just really it's a mitzvah all night, and if it's different from Kriyat Shema, it's only different for practical reasons, versus saying that no, the reason you can't learn is because Bedika Chametz uniquely has a very set time, and that's the beginning of the night. What nafka minas would you expect to see? Good. What if you know you'll be finished? So if you look at number 7, the Nachlat Tzvi paskins, Shim Amar Lechaveru Shiyasker Lo Bedika Shech Muter Lilmov, said, therefore, if you tell someone, remind me to do Bedika, then you're allowed to learn. Yeah. But if you set an alarm clock or you set somebody in charge of reminding you. So if you think that Bedika is just like any other mitzvah, and the extent to which it's different is just for practical reasons, then as long as you can solve it practically, it's fine. But let's say you held like Rabbi Yashiv, right? Then no, the reason that you're not allowed to learn is because the mitzvah is the beginning of the night. Then,
no,
it wouldn't help you. Very good.
Well, it could still be within the rabbit, but it's still practical.
Maybe. The second nafka mina.
I think that's even more practical thing to be called by the rabbit, because practically missing the exact.
Now, another potential nafka mina would be, potential, but not clear, would be Maariv. Right? Can you have a Maariv for Bedika? So if you think it's just practical, what would you say?
Yes.
If you think it's formal, what would you say? So on the one hand, you might say no, it has to be beginning of the night. On the other hand, you might say yes, because sometimes we do allow you to do very specific mitzvot because of rules like Tadir Rishino, Tadir Kodem, right? So within Maariv, right, you could go either way, because you could say on the one hand, no, you can't daven Maariv because you have to do the beginning of the night. On the other hand, you might say that we have rules that even when both mitzvot are at the same time, still we follow the one that's more frequent. So you could go either way on that, and you find this discussion.
Right. I think that if the mitzvah is at the beginning of the night, not that the way it's from before Maariv.
Potentially, yeah. Yeah, but Maariv isn't so long, and it's. Anyways. Okay, so look, if you look at 8, look at the Aruch HaShulchan. So in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Chav Hei quotes the Ravid. And then in Chavav, on the top of the next page, he says that's the reason that you can't do any work half an hour before the night, and you can't eat a meal, etc. And then in Chavzayin, Va'afilo l'ilmod asr mishiga zman avidika, v'lo kodem azman azeh, uvazeh lo dami l'achila. So he says, eating, you can't eat at that time, but you're allowed to eat early. But learning, you can't. Shrei gamli inyan tefilat arvid adin king vor bebrachot va'afilo m'yesh lo eit kavua l'ilmod lo yamon ad shivdok v'yesh misha omar sh'afilo l'ilmod asr chatzi sham mikodem lo dami l'tefilat arvid. So he said, some people say that you're allowed to learn early, and some people say you're not allowed to learn early. Machloket Tur and Rabbeinu Yonah. Ve'eino ikar de'eich efshar laser Talmud Torah kodem agadzman. And he paskins like Rabbeinu Yonah, because how can you aser Torah learning before this man of Bior? So he says, but practically, he does think there is one type of learning that's usher, and he was medayiket from the Rambam. V'zeh shekazav Rambam reish perik bet ein kovin midrash b'som yof yom yud gimel. When the Rambam doesn't say it's also a learn, he says ein kovin midrash. Says v'chein chacham lo yatchil likrot, and a chacham should start learning. Beidzu shema yimashach minam v'dikat chametz b'tchilat zmana. Ein akavana distam limud aser kodem zmana. He's not telling you that any learning is aser. Dimken havi lomer b'kitzur shaser lomo b'sof yigimel. Then it should have just said, "Don't learn." The end of the 13th. Eli dahachi perusha limud shemechinin atzmul zman rav aser v'zel kviat midrash. So what it means is something that requires a lot of preparation and investment. Learning is fine. Sure, klali is not fine. The zmel is man arach for that, right? Umufalpulin zem zeh, right? You have chavrusa learning. The zel is man arach. Chinchacham lamed l'tamidim aser. The zmel is man rav. Aval limud biyachidut ein eser rak biyegia hazman. But to learn by yourself is only aser when the time comes. So according to him, how does he rule? It's practical. Meaning it's practical. It's the same as kriyat shema. The only difference is, practically, you can't do something that's going to make you forget. Now that's what I would have thought, right? That it's just practical. But Kobe had said, no, you see, it's formal. What's it formal?
Because you said you can't start at the time.
And what can't you start? Communal learning. Now, if he just meant practical, so let me give you a scenario. What if you had communal learning that you wouldn't get caught up in? Would it be mutter or aser? Mutter. Except in Chav Chayri as a huge chiddush. Some people say that the Dvar Halacha that you say after davening is mutter because it's in shul, it's not so long, and that's fine. Now, if it was purely practical, is that obviously true?
Yes,
like David's Dvar Halacha for a minute after davening is not what's going to make you not do Bedikat Chametz. Except, skip down a line. That he thinks no. That even though, yes, normally a public learning is something that you get very involved in, once we said it's usher, what does he think? Look, we formalize that you can't have communal learning. And he says, there is a kfiyut midrash, osur Rambam. Right? That is kfiyut midrash.
But the Rambam says,
yeah, I find it very. Correct. Correct. I will be honest that I find this chiddush in the Aruch HaShulchan very unlikely because neman of shas. If it's formal, then it should be all learning. And if it's practical, then you should gauge it practically. But to say that it's practical, that you're allowed to learn, but you're not allowed to do like a shir klali, but a dvar halacha in shul for these purposes is a shir klali because it's formally a koveh midrash. There you go. Okay. Fine. That's, like I said, this is not a super complicated sugya. I just wanted to show you the possibilities. The rest of what's here. Okay. 9, I gave you, as we saw yesterday, that if you want to know the practical halacha and you want to really just get a good summary, Yechav Adad is always a good place to go, right? That's Rav Avadya's radio show. So what I gave you here was just a tshuva of Rav Avadya if you wanted the summary. What? What? Probably.
This was just him, like, just reciting off the top of his head.
Yes.
The whole entire sugya.
Yep.
Wait, what does
he have to ask? It's a show of wisdom. Yeah. If you want, I'll read it quickly. It'll just summarize everything we saw. So we just look at the tshuva. Zelosh and Aramba. Ein kovim midrash b'sof yom shlosh ezar b'nisan. Don't start learning the end of the 13th. V'chein chacham l'yad chelomo b'yitzu. Shema yimashech v'imana v'yikad chametz b'tzchilat zmana. Because you might forget to learn. V'chein case of Mishnah. You know what? not, you know, I'm not going to read through all. If you want the summary, you can read it. He does note one interesting thing, is that some of the Achronim argue that even the Raavad doesn't really mean that there's a formal halacha to do at the beginning of the night. The reason according to some of the Achronim, the reason that the Raavad is at the beginning of the night is to make sure you don't forget. So obviously, if you think that even the Raavad is only saying it practically, then a lot of these nafkaminas between the Raavad and everybody else would fall away. But it's practical, and therefore, like things like Mariv would definitely not be a nafkamina or something like that.
The fact that it's at the beginning of the night is practical.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right. And he notes at the end of the day, the fact that Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you started learning Beheter, you don't have to stop. Like Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Ramah paskins like the tour that you do, indicates, according to Rabbi Avadya, that the question of whether we paskin like the Raavad or not might be the machloket, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. Right? Because if you think the machloket tour Rabbeinu Yonah, whether you have to stop when you already start learning, is the mitzvah at night or the beginning of the night, then the fact that the machaber, right, Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to continue learning as long as you started early enough, and the Ramah says you don't, right, you can't, indicates that the machloket, that machloket may itself be the machloket between Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Just two other points then. Look at 11. I gave this to you not because it's really about our sugya, but the Chok Yaakov in this context makes justifies this halacha with a little... by singing the praises of Talmud Torah, and I just wanted you to see it because it's very nice. Okay, so look at 11. Lilmon mi bod yom, dahainu hitcho beheter. Right, so he says, he quotes the two deyot. So look down, three lines. V'tzarech iyun, maishna behanid varam shasrum lazut samach lamincha, then hitchal afilu beheter, no posek. He said, why is it that there are other things that if you start beheter, you can do it, right? So we saw that some people said that if it's usher to learn, it's definitely usher to eat. But he assumes that not. If you started eating before Bedikat Chametz, he doesn't think you have to stop. You only have to stop if you started learning. So why would that be? After Bedikat Chametz, Rabban, and recalling him, Hitchel beheter, feel create shema, da, right, day, no posek. Chai gavne, yoter, goz, lazay, yisham, shay, virama, ba'agav, udara, tur. He said, I don't like any of the Achronim. Everything they said is dachuk. He said, I think it's not a problem. By learning, this isn't really about Bedikat Chametz at all. This sugya is about the uniqueness of learning. Because there is no end to the learning of Torah. And you should be learning it all day, all night, like the Pasuk says. Al Kain Ra'ui Lachosh Yoter Shamayim Shach Zamra. That's why Torah specifically we don't let you do. V'afim Hitchel, and even if you start Posek Ledara Tor, you have to stop. Dalo Sof Kol Sof Yavsik Limudo Besof Shlo Yavars Manfilo B'dikato Mashen Kmen Lacha B'chei Agav. And he said, listen, every other job in the world has an end. Even your programming, even your just going from YouTube clip to YouTube clip, whatever it is, there's an end. You get tired of that. But Torah, you never get tired of. No. And once Mordechai is in that Rashba, if I didn't tell him, Mordechai, I'm sorry, but you can't learn the Rashba anymore. You need a beduka. You need to eat. You need to sleep. You need to do bidigas chametz. He would go forever. And therefore, he says, this is... right, and he says, that's why... right, this is different, and that's why he says everybody agrees that you're allowed to eat if you started early, right? It's only, yeah, right? So he comes up and he says, no, this isn't about, the whole point here is to understand the Torah is different. I just wanted you to see that because I thought it was beautiful, and obviously resonates with all of our experiences, that nothing is, one more interesting Now, one more potential nafka mina is raised by the Sho'el Umeshiv. Guys, one more potential nafka mina is raised by the Sho'el Umeshiv, and that is, let's say you didn't do bedika at night. You didn't do bedika at night. So what's the halacha? When do you do bedika? In the morning. Do the yisurim mentioned here apply in the morning? So what would you say? So if it's practical, of course, right? You're already 12 hours late, man. Don't do anything else. Just do your bedika. But let's say you paskin like the Raivit, that the reason you have to do it first thing at the night, at the beginning of the night, is because the mitzvah is the night. Well, you already lost that. It's tomorrow morning, right? And now you have a 15-minute seder. Now, obviously, you won't say you can have a six-hour morning seder because you got to figure this. Right. But let's say it's not that. It's a 15-minute seder, right? Right after davening. So what would you say? If you say it's practical, so then potentially not, because the same way at night we're worried, during the day we're worried. But if you say that, no, the reason at night we don't even let you do a set short amount of learning is because the mitzvah is the beginning of the night, if you already missed it, then as long as you deal with the practical problems, the Sho'el Umeshiv himself thinks it's obvious that it's usher. Right? He thinks that the practical reason here is obviously correct. And therefore, in the morning, you already forgot to do bedika for the last 12 hours. Why don't you do it now and don't do anything else? But again, so just to review, let me just review quickly. So what we saw is the following. What is the hilkach? Is it practical or is it fundamental? The most fundamental likely answer is that we possibly like the Raivit, the mitzvah is the beginning of the night, assuming you think the Raivit is fundamental. Oh, God. So the nafka mina for that is, again, one, what if you have a reminder? B, is it only things that are addictive, right? Like Talmud Torah, or maybe other things, or is it even, let's say, Maariv potentially, right? Yes. Is this going to be uniquely usher even if you start it early? Now, part of that is this like Kriyat Shema or not? If you think it's like Kriyat Shema, so like the Bach says, it's fundamentally like Kriyat Shema, but it might be practically different because it's only once a year or something like that. But again, fundamentally, he thinks it's the same. But there might be technicalities, as opposed to like Rabbi Yashu, who says, no, the simple pshat here is that this is unique because we pass like the Raivit. According to Rav Avadya, that's the machloket Shulchan Aruch Rava, whether we pass like Torah Ben Yonah, of whether if you start a beheter, it's mutter. Now, what about other malachot? So again, if you think that it's formal, so obviously everything's usur. If you think it's practical, so it depends. If you think Torah is uniquely addictive, like the Chok Yaakov, then this whole thing only relies on Torah. If you think other things are addictive, like coding, for Avi, or napping for Avi, or whatever other examples Avi gave. Then that would be usher as well. Another nafka mina to this would be, what if it's the morning, right? If it's the morning, and the reason that you're supposed to do it right away is because you don't want to miss the beginning of the night. Well, you already missed the beginning of the night, so now you just have to deal with the practical problem, right? But if you think the whole thing is practical, then in the morning it's even worse, because you literally already missed doing bedika last night, and now time is running out, right? And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to have your 15-minute seder, right? If it's just a practical problem, well, this is even more pressing on a practical level, right? But if it's on a formal level, then last night the formal concern applied, and now it does not, okay? Yes, Kobe.
I feel like it would be better to have, a set amount of time that once you've been asked,
so normally it's chatzi shah. Right, normally the amount is half an hour, yeah.
And how long is the time of bedika itself?
However long it takes you.
I'm saying there's a certain time they want you to do it at, right? So how long does that last? This is zman of bedika.
However long it takes.
How long does it last? They're saying they want you to do it as the sun is coming down.
So that we saw last time, it's a machloket. Is it dafka at Sinek Kol Chavim? Is it a little bit earlier? It depends on what time. Remember, we saw that with the kid.
It lasts for the entire night. And what's
it's the not problem? The entire night. According, if you think the mitzvah the whole night, and it's just reason might even do the beginning, like Mangan Avram, whatever, you're right, it's all night. If you think it's Tchila Laila, so then we saw some people think it's Shkia, some people think it's Seis. Or say so, maybe a little bit earlier.
Does the opinion of the Baptist brought here point to that maybe he held like one in three of the ones that he got yesterday?
I don't know, right? Meaning you could say that the mitzvah is formally at night and still not think that, but still think that it's not unique in that sense. I don't know whether this specifically, I mean, he has a position, but I don't know if this necessarily follows from that. And the last thing we saw was the Aruch HaShulchan's weird thing where, right, on the one hand, he thinks the Isser isn't to learn, it's to have a formal thing because you're going to forget, but on the other hand, that makes it sound like it's practical. But then he formalizes it and says that the Dvar Halach after davening or something like that is usher, because formally that's kviyot of a communal learning. Again, maybe he means something different. Maybe he doesn't mean like David's Dvar Halacha. He means like a public halacha shir. I'm not really sure. But it doesn't sound like it. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Tov.